All right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 13th of June. I'm going to come clean. We're actually recording this on Saturday, the 12th of June, because the logistics of us both being available at the same time on Sunday, we couldn't get it out before the games doing it then. So I've just watched the Welsh game. Literally, that has just finished. We got the correct score there. We got the... Scott's first bet up of Wales to score, but we did miss out on the cards because the game was a bit meh, wasn't it, for the first hour, really? Wales
one card short.
Yeah, Wales didn't really go at it. I thought
and there were no hard luck stories either watching it. The ref actually gave one too many, in my opinion. That third card was no way a card. To be honest, we were going to lose it anyway.
Yeah, it just didn't. Yeah, I just think Wales didn't show much intensity for the first hour of the game.
No. But then they had 28% possession in the first half.
Great goal as well. I mean, and that what's his name, Mbola? He looked a right handful. But great goal by Kiefer Moore. I thought he took his header really well, really good.
Yeah, he did.
And gives them a chance in that group now. But while we're just before we move on from Wales, I don't know how many Welsh members we got. I know Mark Manfield listens occasionally, but I get a lot of stick for my singing. For a nation of singers that's produced whoever it is, Tom Jones, Charlotte Church, Shirley Bassey, Alid Jones, I think even Shakin' Stevens might be Welsh. I might be wrong there, but I think he might be with his old green door. But that team singing that national anthem, when they went in for a close-up, it was like a whale of cats, man.
It wasn't great.
Absolutely fucking dreadful for a nation of singers. So I don't want any stick from the Welsh. Right, so let's move on to Sunday games, Scotty boy. So first up, one I will not be watching, England versus Croatia. As I look at the prices now, obviously being a Saturday and there's a day to go, these may change, but England are 1.68, the draw is 3.9, Croatia are 6.4. England under the great fraud did gain some revenge for the World Cup, beating Croatia in the Nations League. England do come into this on the back of a six-game winning run, and I genuinely haven't watched a minute of England playing since that World Cup semi-final under Fraudy, so I can't fully comment because I haven't seen how they've gone about these results, but the last couple of friendlies results certainly look uninspiring. Austria was one of them, 1-0, wasn't it? And I can't remember who the other one was. By all accounts in the team, new Sterling starting, which means that probably one of Grealish or Foden miss out. And he does, to be fair, Fraud, he does have a wealth of talent up front. Obviously, in Kane, he's got one of the best in the world. Foden, I think, looks a tremendous player. Looks to me like he's going to be the best English player since Gazza. Grealish is a fantastic player. And somehow we've got to trust old Fraudy to get the balance of this team right. And that's where I probably see England failing, that he won't be up to it when under the cosh, particularly against better, more tactically astute teams. If I go back to watching Italy last night, as I was watching that in the second half, I thought if they came up against England, they'd just make mincemeat of them. Defensively, I'm not a fan of us. I think Pickford's a pretty poor keeper. Probably Everton fans turning off now, but I don't think, you know, I'd have much rather had the lad, unfortunately, got injured from Burnley, Pope. I think Pickford is prone to the gaffes. We seem to have struggled at centre back at this level for years now. I know Stones has definitely improved over the last 12 months, but I just see the top players scoring against us. So England actually must do something they've never done at the Euros before, and that's win their opening fixture. They've had nine goes at it and failed to do it. Croatia won four out of five opening games. Croatia form is patchy coming into it. They certainly look to me a team coming to the end of a cycle. Modric coming up, 36 years of age, I think. Fantastic player for them. Perisic, Lovren. Yes, it's not an easy one to call because Croatia are capable. But it is how much these ageing players can go now. And the other, England have only ever topped their group twice it's in major tournaments. 10 goes. I've only topped it twice since 96. So I wouldn't want to be involved. As I said, I think we did the draw forecast before as opposed to them. So we have a team with great expectation, certainly some quality up front against a team in decline that's very capable, got real experience and talent in midfield for me. The front line of England should be excited because Croatia have conceded the most goals of any team in this tournament since 2018 per game at 1.62. So I have a few bets here, Scotty boy, before we get you in. We've got the standard over 1.5. So this is going to have to say it every time, Scott. Sorry, son. You don't know if they didn't listen. See, you've got to get them all in as we attract this new wave of listeners coming on. This is being broadcast in 89 countries around the world now. So if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, and I use football24.com for timings, back over 1.5 goals for 1 point, split mistakes into three, backing it on 20 minutes, 27 minutes, 35 minutes. If a goal goes in when you have any part of your stakes matched, then you can remove your liability. So max risk is 1 point. If the goal goes in too late that you can only red, then I let it go and hopefully we get another goal, but max risk a point. I am also going to back the draw. It's currently 3.95, so 3.95 to 4, and I'm going to look to trade that for 30% profit. So back it, and then you just want to exit it as the draw drops. Even if it goes 1-0, don't panic. There's a fair chance that we'll see an equaliser. So I'm back in the draw for 1 point. And I'm also going to back 1-1, which I'm thinking may be the likely score in this game. So I'm going to back 1-1, currently 8.8. Maybe I'll probably ask for 9. And again, that one I'd look to trade for 30% profit. So standard over 1.5 bet. Back in the draw, 3.9 to 4.0, and trade for 30% profit. And 1-1 to 8.8, I'll ask for 9 probably, and trade for 30% profit. I have had a question, Scott, well, I'll just answer about this 30%. I did put on Twitter about the correct score market. I think people get a bit panicky, particularly if they're new to trading, about when to exit and, you know, sitting there when that game went 1-0 in Switzerland. Obviously, you've got that period of 5 or 6 minutes before you got to the price where you could take that profit. You know, that's the game. If a goal goes in and it went 2-0, we lose a point, that's it. But don't panic. You know, and if you've got 25% and you're sitting there worrying about it, for the sake of 30 seconds or a minute, don't panic yourselves. Don't give yourselves cardiacs. Take your 25% and move on if that's what makes you comfortable. I think that's part of learning how to do this game over time. You know, we will go through this tournament and goals will go against these trades and that's it. But you hope at the end of it, you know, we're not trying to win millions of pounds. We just hope that we come out in front. So, you know, with all these trades that I give, if it's causing you angst, exit it and move on to the next one. We've got 49 games to go, and we're going to cover them all. So, yeah, gun to my head in this game, I think it will be 1-1. I'm really interested to see how you see this, Scott, because you watch more of the England games than me, and people will say I'm biased against Fraudy. So I'm interested to see how you see this.
Right, you might be interested. I'm probably sitting on the fence. I'll start on Croatia first. Croatia's best effort at the Euro so far in five finals is two quarterfinals, 1996 to 2008. They've never lost their opening goals at a game at the Euros, 1-4, drawn 1. They come into the game not in the best of form, having won just 2 in the last 9. They have not beaten a side inside the FIFA top 10 ranking since 2018 against Spain.
Have they not? Well,
As far as England, as you said, it was already said, it's their 10th appearance in the Euro finals. If they win today, that would be 7 in a row, and that's the first time they've done that in 6 years. They have lost just 1 in the last 5 against Croatia, but unfortunately that was the World Cup semi-final in 2018. Very interesting is England have won their last 12 these sides outside of the FIFA top 10, scoring on average 3.25 goals.
Oh.
As far as selections, I'm going Harry Kane to score.
Yeah, go on, Ezra.
Sky Bet go 2.3. S Markets, I'll mention, but plenty of people might not have it, is 2.5. Betfair was showing 2.38. He scored 13 goals in his previous England appearances at Wembley.
Has he?
And one of them was with Croatia in 2018.
Okay.
Like any anytime goal scorer, but I love that he takes the penalties as well.
Yeah.
And then another one I haven't done is my first look at corners for the tournament.
Okay.
And I'm going to be doing England to get six or more corners. It's 1.83 at Sky Bet. Only 1.73 at Bet365. They've had, this is one in 8 out of 10 at home in competitive games, i.e. no friendlies. And in fact, their last 20 at home, they averaged 6.4.
Right.
So I'm going for them to be on top. It's supposed to be quite hot tomorrow, so I think that's going to not favour the ageing Croatia. And yeah. I think six corners for them is has a very good chance.
Okay, mate. So Kane to score. I can still claim him as a Spurs player. He hasn't signed, hasn't signed for City yet, so I can still claim him. And six or more corners. Okay.
Yeah.
So, marvellous. Okay. So, and what do you think? I've gunned to your head. What do you think the score will be?
2-1 to England.
Here we go. Look, here we go. Deluded.
Only because I'm not a fan of Croatia now.
Why?
Because they are on the decline because of the age of the team. And
I mean, they've lost some players, haven't they? They've lost Rakitic, has packed up. There's I can't remember some of the names, all the itches, but they've all packed up. They all ended
it. So that's why I think it's helping them that Croatia are, you know, a team that are going to be in transition very much soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out of principle, I can't watch it because if I did, people would kill me. But I'm intrigued to see how the midfield battle goes. You know, I think Mount will take great confidence in winning that Champions League. And it's a step up for him against these sort of players. But, yeah, I'm really interested to see who wins the battle of the midfield.
Yeah.
Modric is a fantastic footballer.
He is.
You know, you must never take that. He is a fantastic, even now, he's just got fantastic, almost a sort of guile about him. But we'll see. All will be revealed on Monday morning. We'll discuss it. Right, next up is Austria versus North Macedonia. I can't believe that's a phrase I'd ever thought I'd say on a podcast, but there we go. I was actually staggered when I started looking at this game that Austria have never won a European Championship game. And this is, in fact, only their third appearance. If, genuinely, if somebody had asked me, I'd have probably said, oh, they've been in it 6 or 7 times.
You know what you mean.
Yeah, I was quite sort of staggered. And they haven't won a single game at their last three major tournaments, drawing four, losing five. And it looks almost certainly, I think the manager's going into the tournament knowing he's going to get the boot when it ends, whatever phase, unless they sort of miraculously got to the semis or something. I think reading around the team, it just looks like he is a dead man walking, and the mood in the country towards football seems really low. And you think with players like Sabitzer, they probably should be better than this, but
yeah, got Alaba as well, haven't they?
Yeah, so they lost the last three, 4-0 to Denmark. They won in the last three, lost 4-0 to Denmark, 1-0 to England, 0-0 to Slovakia. Hardly inspiring the fans even further. Come up against North Macedonia, who come into their first qualification of a major tournament since independence in 91. Great results recently, including a historic win in Germany. And I actually remember the evening of that game, just thinking, wow, I didn't trade it because I don't do a massive amount of international football outside the big tournaments. But I think we all did a double take that night. But I do remember having it on Football 24 and thinking Germany must score it. They must get one and didn't. So Macedonia did lose twice to Austria in qualifying, an aggregate of 6-2. Which if you look at the group, I sort of looked at the group of this and I thought, if you look at the group, Netherlands are most likely to top it, I would think. If Netherlands don't top it, Ukraine will top it. I can't see either of these two topping it.
Norman.
So I think that both of them have got to go into the game thinking that if they're going to get a three-pointer anyway, it's going to be in that game. So I actually think it's going to be a bit of them going for it, both of them. I think Macedonia are going to be sort of liberated in their first ever tournament, and they'll see that they could beat this side. They're the lowest ranked team ever, I think, to compete in it. And Austria go into it thinking, if we can't beat this lot, we might as well pack up and go home. And Foda might well get, if they lost this tomorrow, Foda may well get the boot before the next two games, I think. Because Austria are patchy, I mean, they're 1.82, I'm looking at, I can't take that. So I am going to have a few bets here as well, Scotty. I've got a few goals bets I like. I'm going to get you busy tomorrow. So once again, I'm having the standard over 1.5 bet on Austria versus North Macedonia. So exactly the same, 0-0, 20 minutes, drip it in, 20-20. 7 and 35. If a goal goes in, remove your liability. If a goal goes in too late, then read it out. Don't read it out, let it ride. But I'm also going to back over 2.5 goals for half a point, 0 to 10 minutes. Sorry, I've got that wrong. I'm going to back over 2.5 if it's 0-0 on 10 minutes. So I'm going to let the game start. If it gets to 10 minutes, 0-0, I'm going to have half a point on over 2.5. If a goal goes in, then after I've backed that, then I won't do anything. I will let it get back to my entry price. So let's say we back it at 2.6. Goal goes in, it goes down to 1.6. I'm just going to sit. I'm hoping now for a goal before I get back to 2.6. If I get that second goal, I will green it. If I got back to 2.6 and it was still the same, I would just scratch the trade. I might be handy to video one of these and post up at some time, but basically that's what I'm going to do. And if it is a draw at half time, that is when I will back Austria at half time. And if they take the lead in the second half, I will remove my liability. So whilst I don't think it's the highest quality teams involved, I think it might be quite an entertaining game. I'm going to get a bit against the market. I think the market goals are not fantastic. What's the over two? Yeah, over 2.5, 2.44. I actually think the fact that these teams are going to look at this, they have got players who can score goals, both of them, and I think they're going to see it. This is their three-point chance, almost like their cup final for the group, really. Yeah. And I think. Whilst we might see a slow start, I think you're going to see goals, particularly if one takes the lead and it opens up a bit. So I like the prices on offer. So that is where I'm going, Scotty. So over to you, my son.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a bit of duplication here. As you said, North Macedonia entered the Euros for the first time. They reached the finals via the Nations League playoffs. They do have some confidence, having not lost in four, including that fab win in Germany, as you said. As far as Austria, they were in the same group as today's opponents, as you already said, and beat them 4-1 away and 2-1 at home. You would have to go back to November 19 to find the last time they failed to beat a side outside of FIFA's top 50, so that bodes well for your half-time bet.
Yeah.
I think exactly the same as you. They're both looking at this as the must-win.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm targeting goals as well. But as usual, but I suppose it's almost a bit of what you've done, is I'm going on the goal line of over 2/2.5 on the Asian goal line.
Okay.
Because I like that if there's only two goals, I get half my money back. And I've taken 2.11 at Bet365, which was actually better than the exchange. The exchange was only 2.1 when I looked. And then I've actually, because of similar to what you've said, I like booking points 40 or more.
Okay.
1.8 Skybet. The same bet at Bet365 is only 1.66. So that's good value. Sporting Index goes 38 to 42, meaning that you'd need 50 points to when you buy.
Yeah.
I've looked at the referee. He's not done a huge amount of games in internationals, but he referees Sweden. His name's A. Ekberg, and he averages 3.83 cards in Sweden since February last year, so that's not far off. And the two meetings they had, one of them it saw four cards with the Saurus Collect. I've also had a look, and Austria, 7 out of 9 away games in competitive matches saw 4 or more. And North Macedonia away in competitive matches saw 4 and 8 out of 9.
Right, nice stuff.
So, right. Yeah, that's me for that game.
Okay, mate. So that then just leaves us with the 8 o'clock kickoff, which is the other game in that group. And obviously, if they're the bottom two teams, it's what we envisage to be the top two, which is Netherlands versus Ukraine. Netherlands are currently 1.67, 3.9 the draw, 6.6 Ukraine. And obviously, I think this game will decide who tops the group. Netherlands have to pay, who failed to shine at United, a sort of name we kind of forgot that came to United for reasonable money. And he seems a much changed man in France, seems to be a bit sought after now, I think.
Yeah.
And he finished his club season with 6 in 6 games. They've got Weghorst alongside him, who played really well for Wolfsburg this year as they got the Champions League football in a much improved. So up front, I think, looks quite exciting for Holland. They are a team that sort of historically have entertained. 50% of their competitive games since 2018 have gone over 3.5. Which is quite, you know, obviously things get priced accordingly, but the goals aren't massive here. Ukraine kept 2 clean sheets in the last two against Northern Ireland and Cyprus, they were, so I'd be giants of the game. Previous 6 games before that, they failed to keep the opposition out. I can't see them keeping the Dutch out here. Obviously, they've got Shevchenko in charge, who's a Ukrainian legend. He has overseen a bit of a transformation. They've got a bit more youth in the side now. And they shouldn't be underestimated. They were good in qualifying, went unbeaten, topped their group. I think Portugal were in their group. So, you know, they've done well for that group. I actually think this will be a cracking game because whilst the Dutch, I think, will be quite good forward, they haven't got Van Dijk. The keeper, Cillessen, has tested for COVID, so I don't think they're playing their first keeper. And I will just say on keepers, I thought the Welsh keeper today was brilliant, Danny Ward.
Yeah, he was.
For a guy who hasn't played any football in effect, I think he's not made an appearance for Leicester for about 3 years. I thought he was absolutely superb today. I thought I thought he was really good, really good. But yeah, the Dutch have lost their keeper, Cillessen. Van der Beek's out. So the Dutch do have their own issues, which Ukraine are perfectly capable. I was quite surprised when I saw the numbers and then looked and saw. I always try and do this stuff and then look at the market. And I was expecting to see over 2.5 goals, around about 2.0-ish.
So was I.
It's 2.2. So for me, I'm going to back over 2.5 goals in this. And I'm going to back them through the first 10 minutes. So literally third on kickoff, third on 5 minutes, third on 10 minutes. And I'm going to do exactly as I did in that Austria game. If a goal goes in, I will just sit on it and let it get back to my average odds entry point. If the second one goes in, I'll green up. If it doesn't, I'll get out for scratch. So that's my only bet on the game. Gun to my head, I think the Netherlands will win. But I think that's going to be a cracking game. I quite like some of the youth in the Ukrainian side. They're not going to want to get beat, Ukraine. They're not going to want to put pressure on themselves. It's not like they're going to throw it away. I'm intrigued to see how that one goes. I think you're going to see a couple of good games in those last two, just for differing reasons.
I agree.
Over to you, son.
Right, okay. Ukraine, this is their third consecutive appearance in the Euro finals. As you already said, they actually topped their qualifying group above Portugal, which is pretty impressive. And 5 of their 8 group games went over 2.5 goals. But as yet have failed to progress from the group stages at all their Euro final appearances so far. They come into this in poor form, having won just 2 of their last 9 games played. The Dutch last won the Euros in 1988. Obviously didn't qualify for the Euros last year, last time at 2016. They have won 5 of the last 7 opening fixtures at major finals and 4 were to nil. Obviously, they play all their group games at home, which is a big plus.
Yeah.
They are flying at the moment, having scored two in or more in their last seven. They are unbeaten as favourites in six of their last seven played, which is good.
Yeah, like that.
And as far as my bets, yeah, similar to yours again, but again, I've gone cautious. I've gone over on the Asian goal line, over two, straight 2.5 goals. 1.92 bet 365, because I wasn't expecting far off that for over 2.5. I like the backup being it's the first game of the group games, historically tight, that if we finish one goal short, I still get half a stake back.
Yeah.
Dutch, six of the last seven overs have landed, and 5 out of 9 here. Ukraine, 7 out of 9 away have gone over, and 8 out of 10 when you don't include friendlies.
Right.
And then a player you've mentioned, Depay, to score, or Depay. I've got 2.5 at BetVictor, which I think is excellent price. Depay scored 6 in 6 in qualification because he missed 2 of the 8 games. He's in excellent form, scored 4 in his last 6. And since 2017, has scored 23 and 39 for his country, which is very good.
Yeah.
And as you say, he scored 20 and 37 for his league club, Lyon. Talk of a move to Barcelona, and he's far better than the player we saw at Manchester United now. I like it. He takes the free kicks, and he does take penalties as well. Yeah. Not consistently, but he does take some as well.
Is he moving to Barcelona? Is that confirmed?
There is talk, but I don't know if it's finalised or anything yet. That's my two.
You're going for Depay to pay?
Yeah.
I've got all the best stuff. All the best material. Right, so that's the three games. So I'll just run through it quickly. Croatia, I'm just having my standard over 1.5 bet from 20 minutes. I'm going to back the draw and look to trade that for 30% profit. And I'm going to back 1-1 and look to trade that. You are going for Kane to score and England to get 6 or more corners.
Yeah.
In the Macedonia game, I'm having my standard over 1.5 bet. I'm also going to back over 2.5 if it's 0-0 on 10 minutes, and let that go if a goal goes in and I get scratched at my entry point. And if it is a draw at half time, I'm going to back Austria. You are going to take the Asian goal line 2 to 2.5, so you get half your stake back if you're only on the two goals.
Yeah.
And the 40 plus booking points at Sky Bet, which is a lot shorter at Bet365. And I think that's key. I think that's key for people. You know, Scott's quoting prices here. Do try and take as close to those prices as possible. That's where you see the value that he's getting. 1.8 that other bookies are offering 1.6x. So really key that. And then in Holland, I'm backing over 2.5 goals through the first 10 minutes in 3 drips. Again, if a goal goes in, I'll wait, just do nothing and get back to my entry point if it stays only on 1 goal. You are being equally as cautious, really. You're doing the Asian line as well. So exactly the same bet as you've had in the previous game. Half your stake back if there's only 2 goals. And Memphis to score anytime.
Yeah.
As always, mate, thank you ever so much for that.
Thanks very much again, too.
Yeah, we have recorded it Saturday. We posted early Sunday morning. And I'll speak to you Monday for Monday's games, and we'll have a little bit of England aftermath. It all will have happened, and you'll be able to fill me in on what the performance was like.
That sounds good to me.
All right, mate. Thank you ever so much. And
as
I'll always say again, everyone, if you're using this info, guys, it is at your own peril. Scott will keep results, post it all in the Telegram group, etc. All right, mate. See you later. Cheers.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Bye. Bye.